Hello, welcome to Open Education Network Podcasting. My name is Paul Kawachi. Each episode will be about 5 minutes, and there will be one new episode added once every 2 weeks. The aim is to introduce a new idea or technique to students and teachers for use in education. The first series has 3 episodes about using audio files. This first episode is a basic introduction. In the second episode, I will talk about how you can create your own audio files, and in the third episode, how to evaluate them in terms of how well they help to improve the achieved quality of learning. Now let me briefly introduce audio files to you. You can make an audio file from your mobile phone or any telephone and put it onto your website for students to hear, or you can copy it into email. A teacher can send an audio file to students who can each reply also by audio file. Your audio files can be easily uploaded to your website, blog, podcast, hyperlinked from inside a PowerPoint or keynote presentation slide, or you can choose simply to keep them on your computer desktop or on CD or DVD to use at any time or any place. It is best to make short, small, generic recordings that you can reuse whenever you need them. For storage and transmission, you can compress them to small size and narrow bandwidth. Very useful to students and developing countries. Why would you want to use audio files? Well, listening to an invited expert in your field may enhance your college lecture and captivate your audience. You can explain the mating call of the lesser woodpecker. Demonstrate the differences between Cockney and Brisbane accents. You can present the similarities between Mozart and Sibelius, not only showing their faces, their music writing, but now also examples of their sounds. Audio files can be uniquely useful and effective in online as well as in conventional education. So why do teachers and students avoid using audio files in education? Audio files are not yet used much because they are new and unfamiliar to the teacher. But soon, audio will become as common and effective as video or showing photographs. And audio is very low cost in comparison. when used skillfully, audio can be extremely interactive and motivating to the students. Thank you for listening to Open Education Network podcasting. In the next episode, I will explain how you can easily create your own audio files. My name is Paul Kawachi, and I look forward to our next podcast together. Google my name for further details. See the Open Education Network blog at paulkawachi.blogspot.com, or just email your comments to me, kawachi@open-ed.net. Thank you. Goodbye for now.